Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, June 11th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Sherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: investors cash out of extraordinary rally, Fed sees GDP plunging 6.5%, and big tech gets even bigger. Leading today's news: U.S. stock index futures, along with global stocks, are taking another turn for the worse as investors cash out of an extraordinary rally following the latest comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell. While he vowed to keep stimulus aggressive and keep interest rates near zero for years, he struck a cautious note on jobs, undercutting the hopes for a V-shaped recovery. My assumption is that there will be a significant chunk, well into the millions of people, who don't get back to their old jobs, and there may not be a job in that industry for them for some time. It could be some years before we get back to those people finding jobs. In other market news, the Fed sees GDP plunging 6.5% in 2020 before bouncing back to a 5% gain in 2021, and the employment rate to be 9.3% at year's end. A clearer picture may arise today as the Labor Department reports weekly jobless claims, following news last Friday of a surprise 2.5 million increase in non-farm payrolls in May. Meanwhile, a resurgence in COVID-19 infection rates is also hitting states that have recently reopened, prompting concern about a potential second wave as the total number of U.S. cases topped 2 million. While the broader market sold off yesterday, a surge into tech stocks ensued in the face of economic uncertainty and social unrest. The market caps of both Apple and Microsoft crossed $1.5 trillion for the first time, while Amazon reached a market valuation of $1.3 trillion and Alphabet topped the $1 trillion level for the first time since February. Driving the excitement has been an acceleration in the adoption of e-commerce, a shift to cloud computing and remote work, and the company's rock-solid balance sheets and global user bases. Grubhub plans to merge with JustEatTakeaway.com after talks with Uber fell through amid antitrust scrutiny. The deal would combine two of the top food delivery services in the United States and Europe and create the world's biggest food delivery company outside of China. Grubhub shareholders would receive 30% of the combined company via an all-stock transaction worth $7.3 billion. Grub is up 7.6% pre-market. Elon Musk could have been popping champagne bottles yesterday as Tesla shares topped 1,000 for the first time ever, though instead he wrote to employees that it was, quote, time to go all out and put its semi into volume production. It seems timely, given the hype surrounding newly listed Nikola, an EV truck maker that has seen its shares take off to dizzying levels. A rally of about another 11% in Tesla shares could see it become the world's most valuable car maker, taking the crown currently worn by Toyota. A day after IBM said it would exit the facial recognition business, Amazon announced it would ban the use of its facial recognition software by police for 1 year. Said the company in a statement, "We hope this one-year moratorium might give Congress enough time to implement appropriate rules, and we stand ready to help if requested." Organizations focused on stopping human trafficking will still be permitted to use recognition, a product AWS launched in 2016. Zoom's ties to China are under the microscope after it banned a group of prominent U.S.-based Chinese activists following a video conference on the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. The company told various media outlets, "When a meeting is held across different countries, the participants within those countries are required to comply with their respective local laws." While it has since reactivated the account, Zoom has previously acknowledged that much of its product development has been based in China and that some Zoom calls were mistakenly routed through Chinese servers. Suffering from product design delays and higher cost to supply equipment, Nokia is continuing a C-suite overhaul to catch up with rivals Ericsson and Huawei in the 5G race. Marco Wirén will join the company as CFO on September 1st, the same day Pekka Lundmark starts as chief executive. Sari Baldoff took over as chairwoman last month, succeeding Risto Silasma, who chaired the Finnish firm for 8 years. After a comprehensive review over the last 18 months, the board continues to believe that moving from the current dual-headed legal structure to a single-parent company will bring significant benefits, said Unilever in a statement. The move, which would combine its UK and Dutch arms in a single British parent company, would result in one class of shares and a single pool of liquidity. A previous attempt to consolidate in the Netherlands drew fierce opposition from UK shareholders. UN is up 3.6% pre-market. Hong Kong's status as a destination for major Chinese technology companies got a lift overnight amid recent tensions over U.S. listing requirements. Shares of mobile games group NetEase jumped nearly 10%, with the retail portion of the stock sale more than 130 times oversubscribed, while e-commerce company JD.com fixed a price for its own $3.9 billion offering. The moves are likely to increase inflows and strengthen the local dollar at a time when China's national security law has raised concerns about Hong Kong's future as a financial hub. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha. U.S. government deficit year-to-date exceeds full-year FY 2019. Three key studies of COVID-19 vaccines to launch in summer. Goldman Sachs releases plan to return to the office. Disneyland plans for phase reopening on July 17th. Boeing may soon conduct 737 MAX recertification flight. Tailored Brands soars on update and bankruptcy rumors. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow, S&P 500, NASDAQ, and crude are down while Bitcoin and gold are up. Look for Producer Price Index report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.